If it's true that Mike and Robert can restore, resell, or repurpose anything, then today, Mike is going to put that theory to the test. He arrives at the shop to show the team an unusual medical item, an iron lung.
It's a piece of American history.
I like the unusual. That's me.
In its time, it saved lives. So maybe once they work their magic, they'll find someone who will appreciate it. When Lieutenant Kenda arrives on the scene of a domestic bloodbath, it's only a matter of time before he figures out if this horrific crime was an act of random violence or a targeted killing.
He ejects a live round before he starts shooting. That speaks to the level of intent of your shooter.
He suspects the double shooting was personal in nature and knows exactly how he can prove it. After 6 years of living in the West North Carolina woods, homesteaders Tony and Amelia's hopes for a fire-heated bathtub have been on hold because they couldn't find enough bricks for the base.
I can't go another winter without a hot bath, so this has to happen.
Whew, I think that's enough bricks.
I'm all bricked out.
With a load of bricks now dug out of the mud, their plan is back on track. Capuchin monkeys spend most of their time swinging from or sleeping in trees. They're highly social and live in groups of 10 to 30, consisting of males, females, and babies. They have unique bonding rituals, like poking each other in the eyes, sucking on fingers and ears, and even throwing rocks at their future mate. America's Black Chamber, the precursor organization to the National Security Agency, handled code wars.
The State Department funded this organization, which was known variously as MI8.
In 1921, at a global arms control conference, the United States intercepts Japan's secret coded telegraph instructions to its diplomats and sends them to Yardley for decryption.